Okay, before you listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter 2, verses 25 till the end. So we're going to the Gospel of Luke, today we're going to finish chapter 2. Now last week we looked at the birth of Christ, and today we basically continue from there. And the first thing we're going to see is that on the eighth day, Jesus is circumcised. Now, last week I already made some remarks in regards to this. Circumcision is not something that we do as Christians. That is not a thing anymore today. Yeah, it was a physical sign during the Old Covenant. That somebody was part of the physical nation of Israel.
And with
the New Covenant, physical circumcision is not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
And we saw last week that to be part of God's people, you need to be circumcised of the heart. Inwardly. Then we become part of the spiritual Israel. And of course that happens when we get saved.
You and I
are part of spiritual Israel. Under the New Testament. New Covenant. But of course Jesus was born under the Old Covenant.
So
Joseph and Mary did the right thing to get Jesus circumcised. Yeah, just as the law had prescribed to them. So we pick it up from that they actually come to the temple to do this.
And
we have two stories behind each other of two people that they meet there. A man named Simeon and a woman named Anna. So let's look at these two. Start reading in verse 25 from Luke chapter 2 and read till 26. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
و اینک شخصی شمعون نام در اورشلیم بود که مرد صالح و دیندار و منتظر تسلی اسرائیل بود و روح القدس بر وی بود و از روح القدس به دو وحی رسیده بود که تا مسیح خداوند را نبینی مرگ را نخواهی دید.
Now look for a moment at how this man is described.
اول ببینیم که این مرد چجوری معرفی شده.
He's just. He's just, yeah, which means he's blameless. He's an upright man.
And it
says he's devout. Yeah, a man who's serious in regards to his faith, what he believes. Yeah, he stands for his faith. That's the kind of man that we need more in this world.
We
don't have enough of those people. And then it also says that the Holy Ghost was upon him. I remember at this point in time they didn't have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost yet, as we have today. Yeah, that every believer is indwelled with the Holy Ghost. So this would be like being filled with the Spirit, as we sometimes call it. Yeah, so God had revealed something through the Holy Ghost to this man Simeon, and basically giving him a promise that he would not die before he had seen the Messiah with his own eyes.
Now,
most likely, Simeon was a very old man.
And
the reason is that a little further on, when he has seen Jesus, he says, oh, now I can die. Yeah, so most likely he is an older man, we don't know for sure.
But
if he is, if he was, it's like a man from Proverbs
16:31.
Yeah, which says the hoary head, which means the gray head, the white hair. The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Proverbs 16:31.
موی سفید تاج جلال است که در تاریخ پارسایی به دست می آید.
Yeah, so gray hair is a crown of glory.
در حقیقت تاج جلاله.
Not many have gray hair here, but if you have,
می دونم که خیلیاتون موی سفید ندارید اینجا.
You probably say amen.
اگر داشته باشید میگین آمین.
Don't forget the second part of this verse.
اما قسمت دوم این آیه رو فراموش نکنید.
Yeah, it says, if it be found, if that head of gray hair, if it be found in the way of righteousness.
که در طریق پارسایی به دست می آید.
Yeah, if you grow old,
وقتی سنت زیاد میشه.
Being a man that walks uprightly before God.
اگر در پارسایی قدم برداری و به سن کهولت سن برسی.
Yeah, that is an honorable thing. That is a glorious thing.
صادقانه، چیز پر جلاله.
Yeah, so Simeon, I believe, was one of those people.
شمعون یکی از اون آدم‌های
پارسا. He walked upright before God.
که کل زندگیشو برای خداوند خدمت کرد.
And God had given him this blessing. You will see the Messiah before you die.
قبل از اینکه بمیری مسیح رو چشمان خودت ملاقات خواهی کرد.
Verse 27. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law.
پس به راهنمایی رو به معبد درآمد و چون والدینش آن طفل یعنی عیسی را آوردند تا رسوم شریعت را برای او به عمل آورند.
Yeah, so it says that he came into the temple by the Spirit.
چون از روح خداوند.
Yeah, he was moved by the Holy Spirit to just go there.
خدا تو قلبش خداش.
At the moment that Jesus would show up.
اون لحظه‌ای که عیسی میاد وارد معبد میشه تا اونجا باش.
Yeah, so we can see here that the Holy Spirit can lead people to do certain things.
پس در نتیجه ممکنی میفهمی به نتیجه میرسی که روح القدس ممکنه یه نفر رهبری کنه که یه تصمیمی بگیره برای هدف خداوند باشه.
I do want to make a short remark here because
اینجا میخوام یه خلاصه اشاره کنم بهتون.
That are very quick to say.
خیلی سریع میگن.
God told me this. God told me to do that.
خدا اینو بهم گفت. خدا گفت این کارو بکن.
And I always get a little bit weary when people say that.
من همیشه وقتی یه نفر اینجوری میگه میترسم.
Because how did God tell you?
چجوری خدا گفت؟
Did he drop you an email? Did he write it on the wall for you? And I say, oh, well, I just feel that this is the right thing to do.
احساس میکنم که دقیقا کار درستیه که
okay, now feelings are not the best guidance to go after in general.
چیزی نیست که بگیم از طریق اون
میتونیم this was the thing that God wanted me to do.
خداوند میخواست ما این کارو بکنیم.
Listen to how Jeremiah
ببینیم ارمیا
speaks about the heart of man.
در مورد قلب انسان.
Jeremiah 17:9-10. Read 9-10.
9 تا 10 رو بخونید.
Read only 9. Yeah, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
دل از همه چیز فریبنده تر است و بسیار بیمار. کیست که آن را بشناسد؟
Yeah, so we need to be careful by just saying, oh, I feel in my heart and this is God telling me to do this.
خداوند بهم گفت این کارو باید بکنم چون به دلم افتاد. باید مراقب باشی.
When it says he came by the Spirit,
میگه از روح اومد.
It means that he was moved by God.
از طریق خداوند.
To go to the temple.
به معبد فرستاده شد.
He was led by the Spirit.
رهبری شد از طریق روح خداوند.
Here is something that will give you some more clarity on how it looks like.
چیزهایی که میتونه آشکار کنه برامون.
Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way.
Psalm 37:23.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way.
Where?
Psalm 37:23.
اگر خداوند راه کسی را خوش بدارد گامهایش را استوار می‌سازد.
Yeah, so when we are walking rightly with God,
اگر راهمون راه خدا باشه,
we can trust that God is leading us.
می‌تونیم رهبری کنیم
that
که گامهامون رو خداوند استوار
that God wants us to be.
ما رو به جایی می‌بره که می‌خواد خداوند در اونجا باشیم و در اونجا.
That we will eventually be doing the things that God wants us to do.
و آخر سر به جایی برسیم که خداوند می‌خواد ما به اونجا برسیم.
But it doesn't mean that we have to follow our feelings or that we need to have we hear this voice of God audibly. No, God speaks through His Word. That is His default way of speaking to us.
Yeah,
so Simeon, a godly man, is led by the Holy Spirit to be in the temple.
که اون روز تو معبد خداوند
yeah, and it happened to be the same time that Mary and Joseph are there.
همون لحظه‌ای بود که مریم و یوسف هم با اون نوزاد اومدن.
Read verse 28 and Luke 2.
28 رو بخونیم.
Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word.
او را در آغوش خود کشیده و خدا را متبرک خواند. گفت
29. Yep.
حال ای خداوند بنده خود را بگذار تا به سلامتی برود بر حسب کلام خود.
So this is an interesting first 28 is interesting.
آیه 28.
Yeah, imagine this Mary. Yeah, it's just a new mother.
Eight days
old baby with her.
یه بچه 8 روزه رو بغل کرده آورده
توی مبعد. And then this complete stranger.
این عجیب ترین مردی که نمیشناسه تا الان نیدتش.
Comes to her and just grabs the baby and lifts the baby up.
بچه رو میگیره و بچه رو بلند میکنه.
Yeah, that's just a funny picture to think of.
فکر بکنیم که اگه یه غریبه بیاد بچه رو دست مریم بگیره و در بالا ببره.
Yeah, and he praises God.
و خدا رو میپرسته و میگه.
And he said, "Hey, now I can depart in peace.
حالا
now I can die.
Yeah,
now I've
حالا
seen.
میتونم خداوند رو دیده.
Now I've seen the Messiah.
مسیح رو دیده و به آغوش تو بیام.
He says, "According to thy word."
طبق کلام تو.
Now, what was that word?
کلام خدا چی بود؟
Now, in the next verses, we actually can see what God had told him. Yeah, read on. 30-33. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him.
که آن را زیرا که چشمان من نجات تو را دیده است که آن را پیش روی همه امت ها مهیا ساختی نوری که مکاشفه برای امت ها کند و قوم تو اسرائیل را جلال بود و یوسف و مادرش از آن چه درباره او گفته شد تعجب نمودند.
Now, I want you to get two things from this.
دو تا چیز رو میخوام از این آیه ها درک کنم.
First,
اول این که
look that he says mine eyes have seen thy salvation.
چشمان من نجات تو را دیده است.
Yeah, the focus of salvation, of in salvation, is a person.
نجات مرکز نجات
به یک
نفره
که چشمانش
دیده.
Of Jesus Christ.
و اون هم عیسی مسیح.
Salvation is in him.
نجات در اوست.
Yeah, sometimes you might start thinking, oh, it's some kind of system.
بعضی وقتا میگن یه سیستمه.
Yeah, or some points and then.
یه نکته‌ای هست.
And then I get saved.
و بعد من نجات پیدا میکنم.
No, salvation is a person.
نجات یک نفره.
Yeah, when we share the gospel, we point people to a person.
انجیل رو موعظه می‌کنیم، اونها رو اشاره می‌کنیم به یک نفر.
The person of Jesus Christ.
نفره عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, who is the savior.
که نجات دهنده ماست.
Here's the second thing. I want you to see from this passage.
چیزی که می‌بینیم.
And that is salvation.
دومین نکته.
Yeah, is for all people.
نجات از برای همه.
It always has been for all people.
از اول مال همه امت‌ها بوده. همیشه مال امت‌ها بوده.
Yeah, so it says a light to lighten the Gentiles.
نوری که مکاشفه برای
yeah, and the glory of that people Israel.
و قوم تو اسرائیل
را. Yeah, of course, Israel had the privilege as a nation.
اسرائیل افتخار اینو داشت به عنوان یک قوم.
Yeah, first of all to be called God's people at that time in the old covenant.
قوم خداوند در عهد عتیق خونده شه.
And to be the nation from which the Messiah would come.
و از طریق همون قوم مسیح متولد شه.
Yeah, Jesus is that glory that the Messiah came from them.
عیسی مسیح اون جلالی است که به اسرائیل داده شد. مسیح از اون
But
قوم متولد شد.
He came for all. Yeah.
اما اومد برای همه امت‌ها.
Go to John 4.
یوحنا 4.
John 4:22.
22.
You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
شما آنچه را که نمیدانید میپرستید اما من آنچه را که میدانیم عبادت ما آنچه را که میدانیم عبادت میکنیم زیرا نجات از یهود است.
Does it say is salvation for the Jews?
میگه زیرا نجات برای یهود است.
No,
نه.
It's of, which means it's for, it comes from the Jews.
یهود است. از قوم یهود
اومده. In what sense? In that the Messiah is born from the nation.
از قوم یهود متولد شد.
That should be light to the whole world.
که نوری باشه برای همه دنیا.
I just mentioned it because sometimes people use the scripture to say, oh, the salvation is for the Jews.
Now,
that's not what it says. Yeah, it was a light to lighten the Gentiles. Yeah, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world.
یهودیان عیسی مسیح برای گناهان همه دنیا مرد.
Yeah, salvation has been made available to every person that is born.
نجات داده شد برای همه کسانی که متولد
شدند. Go back to Luke 2.
برگردیم لوقا 2.
Read verses 34 and 35.
آیه 34 و 35.
And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through their own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
پس شمعون ایشان را برکت داده به مادرش مریم گفت. اینک این طفل قرار داده شد. برای افتادن و برخواستن بسیاری در اسرائیل و برای آیتی که به خلاف آن خواهند گفت و در قلب تو نیز شمشیری فرو خواهد رفت تا افکار دلهای بسیاری آشکار شود.
Now, what does it mean when it says this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel?
میگه این طفل قراره برای افتادن و برخواستن خیلیا باشه.
Go to Luke chapter 20.
لوقا 20 رو بخون.
And read verses 17 and 18.
17 و 18.
And he beheld them and said, that's Jesus, saying, what is this then that is written, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whosoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder.
به ایشان نظر افکنده گفت، پس معنی این نوشته چیست؟ سنگی را که معماران رد کردند، همان سر زاویه شده است. و هر که بر آن سنگ افتد، خرد شود، اما اگر آن بر کسی بیفتد او را نرم خواهد شد.
When we encounter Jesus Christ,
وقتی ما عیسی مسیح رو ملاقات
می‌کنیم, it will break us.
ما رو می‌شکنه.
Yeah, it will point us to the fact that we are sinful.
نشونمون میده که ما گناهکاریم.
We have to recognize our sins.
غرورمون شکسته میشه. تشخیص میدیم که گناهکاریم.
We need to humble ourselves.
باید خودمون رو فروتن کنیم.
Admitting that we need saving.
اعلام کنیم که احتیاج داریم نجات دهنده و مجبوریم.
It means us going to Jesus and asking him to save us. Save us.
و ازش بخوایم که ما رو نجات بده.
And through that, we will have everlasting life.
از طریق او زندگی جاوید رو خواهیم داشت.
Yeah, first we fall, but then we rise again.
اول میافتیم اما بعد خواهیم ایستاد.
Yeah, but if we are not becoming broken before him,
اما اگر در مقابل او نشکنیم,
eventually he will crush us.
آخر سر
of course, we are Christians, we are in Christ, so that doesn't hold for us. But those who are not in Christ,
اما اونهایی که در مسیح نیستن,
eventually Jesus will crush them.
عیسی مسیح اونها رو میشکنه.
Yeah, if you remember from last Sunday, we spoke about the book of Revelation.
از هفته پیش در مورد کتاب مکاشفه صحبت
کردیم. Listen to what Revelation chapter 6 verses 15 and 16 says.
مکاشفه فصل 6 آیه 15 و 16 چی
میگه؟ And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the lamb.
پادشاهان زمین، بزرگسالان، سپهسالاران، دولتمندان، قدرتمندان، هر غلام و آزاد خود را در غارها و صخره‌های کوه‌ها پنهان کردند و به کوه‌ها و صخره‌ها می‌گویند که بر ما بیفتید و ما را مخفی سازید که از روی آن تخت نشین و از خشم بره.
Yeah, of course, who is the lamb? Jesus Christ. Yeah. So they're scared of what's going to come to them. And they're scared of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
His righteous anger towards guilty sinners. Yeah, Jesus will crush those who are not falling on him and getting broken before him.
کسایی که حاضر نباشند
Revelation 14
بشکنن و فروتن شن اونها رو عیسی میشکنه.
Revelation 14:10.
مکاشفه 14:10.
The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
اونیز از شراب خشم خدا که رقیق نگشته در جام خشم وی ریخته شده است خواهد نوشید و در نزد فرشتگان مقدس در حضور بره به آتش و گوگرد معذب خواهد شد.
Yeah, it talks about people being tormented in hell, those who were not in Christ. They will be crushed in whose presence? In the presence of the Lamb, in the presence of Jesus Christ. Yeah, the one who comes on the white horse and will destroy his enemies. Go back to Luke
2:34.
Yeah, and it says, and Jesus shall be for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yeah, so Simeon says certain things in regards to Jesus. And one of the things is that people will speak against Jesus. Now, they did that when Jesus was walking on this earth. And they do this today. And if you just stand for truth, if you stand for the truth that Jesus Christ died for our sins, for his words, You'll see that people will turn against you, will speak against you. Yeah, you claim that God was manifest in the flesh, in Jesus Christ. Yeah, people will start speaking against you. Yeah, when we go at soul winning, and especially when you have groups when you speak to, sometimes you have in a group one or two persons that do not like that you're talking to the other ones. And they will, during the conversation, they will start speaking against you, against Jesus. Yeah, so you would stop and be hindered of speaking to the friends who want to hear.
Yeah,
the Bible says in John 15:18, if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Is there any good reason why people would hate Jesus? And so no, Jesus was good, was perfect, without sin, spoke the truth. Yet people will speak against Jesus, people will reject him. And of course, those people eventually be crushed by the same Jesus. And the last thing I want to remark about this part is
that
it speaks towards Mary as well. Yeah, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also. Yeah, because Mary will see her son die. Yeah, the one that she raised. Yeah, that she fed. That she taught, that she cleaned, when Jesus was a child, that she had conversations with.
That son
would be killed.
Yeah,
Jesus would die on the cross. Now, let's look at the second person that they meet in the temple. And that is Anna. Read verses 36 and 37 of Luke 2. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
در آنجا نبیه‌ای بود هنانام دختر فعویل از قبیله اشیر بسیار سال خورده که از زمان بکارت 7 سال با شوهر به سر برده بود و قریب به 84 سال بود که بیوه گشته از معبد جدا نمی شد بلکه شبانه روز به روزه و شفاعتها در عبادت مشغول بود.
Yeah, so we think that Simeon was an old man. Most likely he was. But we do know for sure that this Anna was a very old lady. After this, she was married for 7 years. Yeah, she was a widow for 84 years.
Yeah.
So she's over 100 years old. Yeah. And notice that it says that she was with her husband from her virginity. Yeah, not from her life of fornication. Just to show that it is a virtue to remain a virgin until you're married.
نشون میده که در زمانی که تا زمانی که ازدواج کرده بوده در بکارت بوده
and در حقیقت سین
نیکوک پاکی بوده
to go to bed with opposite gender outside of marriage.
کسی رابطه داشته باشی رابطه جسمانی قبل از ازدواج و خارج از ازدواج.
I don't even want to talk how wicked it is when it's about the same gender.
مخصوصا اگر بخواهی تصور کنی
that means that person is probably a reprobate.
و اون در حقیقت خود خدا رد بشه.
So this Anna is an old woman.
این هنا خیلی پیره.
But she's a godly woman. Now, where she's at?
کجاست?
She's at the temple, at the house of God.
در خانه خداوند.
Yeah, when Jesus walks in there.
وقتی عیسی مسیح
now,
اونجا.
What does it say that she has been doing there continually?
ادامه دار.
Yeah, she is there serving and praying.
خدمت میکرده و دعا میکرده.
Yeah, so for 84 years, she has dedicated her life
زندگی خودش رو تسلیم میکنه
to serving and praying. And I just want to point out that praying for all the people, praying is a ministry. And I do hope that we have people in our midst that actively pray for people in this church, for the ministry of this church, for this nation, for Iran, for Afghanistan, because it's important. Now, of course, we have to do that. We are to do this in secret. We are not to openly brag about our prayers.
So we
don't always know who is praying.
Yeah,
but it is a ministry. Yeah, and God commands here in the Bible this woman Anna who is doing this. Now it also says that she is a prophetess. And of course, the word prophet doesn't automatically mean that somebody is predicting the future. Yeah, it is bringing forth the word of God. Yeah, and this basically means that she is a person who is preaching the things of God. Yeah, she's proclaiming her faith to others. What does she do when Jesus shows up at the temple?
Now,
she will do exactly that. Read verse 38. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
او در همان ساعت در آمده خدا را شکر نمود و درباره او به همه منتظرین نجات در اورشلیم تکلم
کرد. So she praises God just like Simeon.
همونجوری که شمعون پرستید.
She has seen Jesus the Messiah.
که نجات دهنده عیسی مسیح رو دیده.
And then the next thing we read that anybody in Jerusalem who wants to hear.
هر که خواست در اورشلیم بشنوه.
Yeah. She is speaking to them. She is sharing about the Messiah that she has seen with her own eyes. Proclaiming, he is here, he has come. Yeah, I've seen him with my own eyes. Yeah, and think again how old she is. Yeah, you're never too old to share the gospel. She's way over 100 years old. And she's going to Jerusalem preaching Jesus. Yeah, we see that this sharing of the good news is emphasized in the beginning of Luke here.
Yeah,
the shepherds, what do the shepherds do? Yeah, they go to see Jesus when he's just born. And then the very next thing is, we see them telling it to everybody who wants to hear it. Yeah, we as people who are saved now have the same task.
Have
to speak of the things of God.
Have
to preach the gospel to the lost. Read verse
39.
And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to the Galilee, to their own city Nazareth.
و چون تمامی رسوم شریعت خداوند را به پایان برده بودند به شهر خود ناصره جلیل بازگشت کردند.
Yeah, so after all of this, they return home.
برگشتن خونه.
Yeah, and they live in Nazareth. Joseph's from Nazareth. He lives in Nazareth. That's why we also read Jesus of Nazareth in the Bible.
برای همین اکثر مواقع عیسی ناصره میخونیمش چون اهل ناصره بود.